The population of the timber or gray wolf has been rising in Wisconsin. Most wildlife experts say the species can safely be reclassified from endangered status to the less restrictive threatened status. The Interior Department has been working on the change for months, and this week a Wisconsin Congress member asked the agency to move ahead. Interior Deputy Assistant Secretary David Smith says the downlisting will come in the next week or two. He claims Wisconsin will like the details.
What we're looking at is a way in which to move quickly to get a package out there that would really create a structure in which the state would have a lot of management control.
Smith contends the Interior Department is being extra careful to make sure the federal order could withstand any lawsuits. Endangered species decisions often trigger courtroom challenges from landowner or wildlife groups. The National Organization Defenders of Wildlife says it does not expect to sue in the Wisconsin case. Group spokesperson Nina Facione says the reclassification delay is due to the fact that Interior decided to deal with the gray wolf on a national scale.
So if it was just one region of the Great Lakes or of the Northern Rockies, they might be able to push it through more quickly, but they're really working on all of the lower 48 states, regions with wolves, as the Great Lakes and the Northern Rockies have, and regions that don't have wolves, but a lot of people believe they should, like the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest.
Facione says her group worries that in some regions, reclassification may be happening prematurely or will be handled by states with poor management plans. Critics of the delay contend that farmers want the government to be able to move more quickly to relocate problem wolves. A change to threatened status would allow faster action, but not trigger a wolf hunting season for the general public. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.